Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We're proud of them, and they're proud of Jimmy, and everybody's proud of all God's little children. Here we go.
There you go. And the rain that you guys had, I think it's moved out to, I think it's still some in Oklahoma and East Texas. And they've had some terrible weather this season, this spring, in the Midwest, Missouri. I think the CMA Music Festival may get spiced a couple of times. They start today, and I don't know that they're going to make it through 4 days with no rain. We'll see. This is the kind of thing when, if Governor DeSantis down in Florida, when he gets up in the morning and if he sees a summary and sees this story, he's not going to have a good day. Here's the headline. Have you considered changing? Florida teens asked to consider becoming gay in a class assignment. It said, is it possible that being straight is just a phase you may grow out of?
Wow.
We're teaching this in a school.
Miami-Dade County high school children. Florida high school children drilled for being straight. Said during a course, forced sexual questionnaire that asked bizarre questions like, what do you think caused your heterosexuality? I don't know exactly how to answer that one. Is it possible that being straight is just a phase you may grow out of? Considering the menace of hunger and overpopulation, could the human race survive if everyone was straight like yourself? Parents were shocked to learn that the professor made the young people question like this in the Miami-Dade College course being offered to high schoolers, preparing the student for success.
That's where I did most of a little bit of college I did, was there is that very institution.
Well, did you answer any of those questions?
You
have to answer those. No.
I worked on that, but not in class back then.
It says other questions posed. This is other questions now.
All right.
And we can answer these silently. We don't have to answer them out loud. To whom have you disclosed your straight tendencies? Well, my girlfriend.
Wife.
One or two.
And my girlfriend.
Wife. Why do you insist on showing off your heterosexual? Just showing off. It's done in private. The questionnaire ended by asking students what their reaction was on the assumptions you hold about what others are like. Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, that is interesting.
Interesting. At the White House today, cue the music, Stephen Miller. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz is visiting Trump at the White House today. They'll turn it into another party, or will it be a showdown confrontation? Don't know. Will he do something like he did with Zelensky? Or maybe the South African president where he did show and tell? That was pretty exciting. Chris Murphy of Connecticut says, I just hope it's not a national embarrassment. All we hope now is we don't look like fools in the world. Boy, wouldn't it be great if he had an accordion player like that? Hit me a little bit, please.
Yeah. Yeah, I like this music, Bob.
In heaven there is no beer, that's why we drink it here. Is that that song?
I think that would really change the mood at the White House if he would do that today. It would make it all happy and festive.
Makes you feel good.
Everybody gets a big
shout. It just does, yeah.
This is the beer barrel polka.
That's what I love it. In heaven there is no beer.
I love it.
Oh, no, beer barrel polka, that's different. Yes, sir.
Now it's time to roll. Not before 8 o'clock anyway. Okay, here we go. The Switch 2. Switch 2 is out today. Nintendo's highly anticipated follow-up to the Switch console.
Put that on my calendar.
Today.
Now the kids love
it. So for some people, it definitely is a big deal.
Which one of those costs now?
I want to see $300-$400. I may be way off on it. We bought one for the kids several years
way
back.
Way off, meaning you might be low?
I may be real low, yeah.
Yeah, figured.
Alexa. What does the Switch 2 from Nintendo cost?
The top result is Nintendo Switch with neon blue and neon red Joy-Cons. It's $299.
You hit it on the head, Eric.
Nailed it, man.
You hit it on the head.
All right, we can play this game.
Oh, and man.
Computer,
I told
what the
you,
real
Eric's,
answer
a,
is.
Eric's a gamer. Yeah.
Tell you.
Player, not a gamer.
President Trump talked with Russian President Vladimir Putin on the phone yesterday for a little over an hour. And the bottom line was, Putin says he is definitely going to respond to Ukraine's recent drone attack.
He had to. And I get that, I guess. I hate it, but.
Yeah, I get it. I totally get it. And I think it's going to be ugly when they do, because it's going to be some pretty big hyper missiles and hypersonic missiles and everything else. They better get down their fallout shelters for a little while, because it's coming. Mm-hmm. The Transportation Secretary, Sean Duffy, on his plan to put in $31 billion in air traffic control infrastructure. Some of the people say the system is just broken, and it's even more difficult now that they can 1,200 people. You know, that firing all those people is one thing. I think it was maybe, yeah, you want to maybe reduce employees and stuff, but I think doing it like they did it, I don't know about that. You know, because you got to have somebody to take those jobs. Just having it, it's just like doing surgery. Just yank out something. And I don't know if that they've left some of these departments in sort of a mess. And the air traffic control stuff was messed up anyway. So they claim that they're working to get people back and things are going on, but they're trying to do upgrades at 90 airports nationwide. So we'll see how that all does. White House's contracts with favored companies. State Department's $400 million deal with Tesla for armored electric vehicles. Now, that's an interesting hidden in the budget line. $400 million deal to buy Tesla armored electric vehicles.
I hear they're pretty good. Seriously.
Okay.
I don't know that it's the SUV or whatever, the truck. It's got to be made here because that's where they make all the trucks. But I don't know.
I don't either. But that, you know, that's kind of like in this big, beautiful bill, there's just all kinds of stuff like that. You know, because what were they doing? They were buying Tahoes mostly. I think I saw a few Ford Expeditions, you know, that they armor up.
Mustang. So. Remember when those got hot for a while in the 80s? Yeah. They brought out the Mustang.
I saw where, you know, there's a young woman, I don't know where, I don't have it in printout stuff. You'll know it. It's one of Trump's, I think, maybe granddaughters. She's a really good golfer, athlete, Kai something.
Yeah. She's the one that spoke about her grandpa at the Republican National Convention.
She's very attractive. I think he really, you know, takes that of all the children. I think she's one of his favorites because she can whack that golf ball for one thing. She's a really good golfer. Well, she's got a stalker.
Uh oh.
And they have jacked up security on her.
Kai Trump, 18-year-old granddaughter.
Okay. Yeah, that's it. She's got a stalker, and they're ramping up security on her. So, yeah, I bet there's a lot of security around a lot of Trump stuff. Because I saw the Pope pull out of some place where he was going, and I had never seen the Pope's motorcade.
The Pope's got a stalker now?
Significant.
Wow.
I don't know about the Pope, but he's got a lot of people that don't like him.
Yeah, well, there's that.
You know, and a lot of people that are crazy out there all over the place, and they had four, they had pretty good-sized motorcade for the Pope whenever he goes somewhere. People getting all in a wad about the travel ban that is going into effect on Monday for 12 countries. Shouldn't be a surprise on any of these, probably. Chad, Congo, Afghanistan, Haiti, Iran, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, Yemen.
All off my list.
Harsher restrictions on others. These are places that I don't think anybody wants to go, but people coming from there aren't going to be allowed in the United States either. So he did this once before. Let's see if any court's going to turn those around. You know, they tried to deport the family of that guy that was spraying gasoline on the Jewish rally.
Mm-hmm.
And the court stopped that.
Well, the court says they have at least a right
to a due process.
To appear and protest the notion. But it's my understanding, at least that's what they're reporting, that the family's visas are current and not expired. Do you have the ability to just say, well, we don't like... Of course you do. They say it does read that a visa to be in this country can be revoked by the government for any reason at any moment. But is it good enough reason like, hey, you got a bad relative, so we're getting you out of
here,
too?
Well, we presume that it was in your house that he was, you know, planning and working on these things. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. The NBA is going to tip off tonight at 7:30. Indiana Pacers and the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I will report that the Texas ladies did great yesterday.
There
Boy,
you go.
It's
Good
something
job.
Else, man. Yeah. They can win it all tonight.
Well, it's your year. It could be your year. I don't know.
Well, you realize they have been in the finals of the World Series, final two teams, the previous 4 years, and lost all four to Oklahoma. So, yeah, they're ready. Otherwise, gonna look scary.
Jimmy, I don't know if this is for you, or maybe you even have it, and I don't want to preempt what you were about to say, mm-hmm. but I just saw it, and then it's all over the news now. The official trailer for Wicked, the new Wicked for Good.
No, the Wicked 2? No, I have not seen that yet.
It is out as of just now, and it looks pretty good. You'll get to see Dorothy for the first time.
Because I got to adjust what I'm doing for TV tomorrow now that that's out.
It's already stirred strong emotions among fans. Yeah.
Well, it looks like it ought to be pretty good. It took a long time. There was a lot of dilly-dallying that went on in Wicked 1. Once it got going, it was pretty good, I have to say. But the first part of it was intolerable. I couldn't get the first 45 minutes was bleh. But once it got going, when they got to the land of Oz and the flying monkeys and all that stuff started kicking in.
The shiz.
You got me.
Yeah, the shiz of the school. I know too much about
like
it, sir.
There was too much about all that. Amazon's going to put $10 billion in North Carolina to build cloud computing data center and an artificial intelligence campus. Sure, there's a lot of money getting spent out there by a lot of people. A lot of people. And if you're watching any of these entertainment shows, Luke Bryan's been showing off his Nashville bar. Jelly Roll's been showing off his Nashville bar. Kid Rock's been on Fox and Friends. Showing off his new restaurant. And before we go to break here, I want to read you these things. See if you say anything you like. This is Megan Maroney, one of the new ladies
in
the country. And she has taken over the rooftop lounge of the Westin Hotel. That's a 27-story, beautiful hotel that's not on Lower Broadway. It's up there, further up, before you cross over the interstate on the edge of downtown. So it's like a mile from Garth's place uptown. And you have these three drinks that they're having this week. Signature cocktails. You know, that's real big for Generation Z. Signature cocktails.
Okay.
Which one is for you?
All right.
The Spicy Meg. I think this would be a Bob one. The Spicy Meg. A jalapeno-infused Cazadores margarita with lime and agave.
Ooh.
Doesn't quite sound sweet enough for me.
It sounds pretty good, actually.
Yeah. It'd be worth trying.
Jalapeno... I don't know about this jalapeno thing.
As long as it's not too hot. I like a little spice in there, though. Those are great.
Okay. I like this one. Am I Okay? That's the name of one of her songs. A citrusy blend of Bacardi, lemon, and blueberry.
Like that, too. Who's the alcoholic here? Keep going. That's good.
Tennessee Orange is the last one.
That's another one of her
songs. A smooth pour of Angel's Envy with honey and orange.
Whew.
I don't know what that is. Is that bad stuff, Angel's Envy? Is that tequila or something?
I don't know. I'm not familiar.
Or moonshine or something goofy? I guarantee if you drank three of those Angel's Envy with honey and orange on tomorrow morning, you'd feel like Jelly Roll had sat on your head.
Exactly. I'm going to go number two, though. Some vodka.
I'm number two on the MIOK drink. Bob, you going to go with the margarita and add salt or sugar or something?
Let me get back to you on that.
He's not going to play.
I'm not sold, no.
Well, you had to pick one.
Get him a beer, Barbara.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Well, what's your fun?
No. Jimmy and I were having a whole...
I missed it.
Yeah, I'm glad you missed it. It is 7:57 now with Page 2. Here's Jimmy Carter.
All right, things that we've missed.
okay.
Things that we've missed. I'm just trying to see if there's anything. I'm just not going to... This P. Diddy trial is day 15. It just is filth on top of filth. If this guy walks away from this one, man, it's going to be a miracle because they've just thrown everything about him and he is not one that you'd want your real life let out in the courtroom with all the things that he's done. I mean, it's from A to Z. He's hit the whole cafeteria of stuff.
He's not being tried on this, but I keep seeing where the stuff keeps introduced that he's out killing people and trying.
There's everything, and he's not getting tried for a lot of this stuff.
Yeah,
and I'm surprised they've let it into the conversation.
Yeah, me too. You know, but who knows?
But he is a pretty bad dude, all in all. We learned, you know, Billy Joel canceled all of his concerts this summer. And he's got a little announcement about how he's doing. Hit me, Billy. Okay. Billy is one of the great piano players in concert. I hope he gets well. He just wanted mainly to tell people that he's not dying. He wanted people to know that he is dealing with some medical stuff, but he's not dying, and that he is going to be back. He thinks he is. Now, Howard Stern had dinner with him the other night, said he was doing, he could tell that there was something a little wrong with him, but he thought he looked good and things were going okay. So the water on the brain, the fluid on the brain causing pressure, I think they've dealt with that. Now they're trying to do physical therapy to get him back to where he was, so. Hopefully Billy Joel will come back strong. Yeah, to get into Billy's story, he is classically trained piano player, just brilliant. I think he's had some times when he's lopped people's heads off, and he wasn't always the easiest person to be around. You know, if you get into these stories about how he fired this drummer that was on a lot of his, I don't know, he just did a lot of things over the years that, you know, with Christy Brinkley and all that stuff. So he's not a perfect guy, but he's definitely a great musician, no question about that. Eminem suing Meta They've been using music that he has not been happy with, that or they didn't have the license to use. There's a Toronto Film Festival movie coming out that I want to see. It's called John Candy, I Like Me. It's directed by Colin Hanks, the oldest son of Tom Hanks,
mm-hmm.
and it's the story of John Candy. John Candy, if there's a better Halloween, I love this movie. I mean, I do like vacation, Christmas thing, whatever it is, that's great. But at Thanksgiving, I love Planes, Trains, and Automobiles with Steve Martin and John Candy.
Speaking of polka music, I mean, what a classic. Yeah.
Yeah, Planes, Trains, and I love the part, because I was traveling a lot when that movie came out, and going up to a rental car counter in some places was often an experience. Sometimes not, but sometimes it was. And boy, when you get out in that lot and either it's the wrong key they gave you to the car, and you have to go back in the snow lugging your baggage and everything. There's a lot of things that people really related to.
Very classic movie. Isn't that is that the same one? No, I'm thinking of another, I guess, Candy movie. Big Man, Little Coat. That's the one with the other guy. Yeah, okay, never mind. Yeah,
I'm trying to remember.
This is the one with Steve Martin.
I never interviewed John Candy. That was one of the few I never interviewed. And he was in Splash. He with Tom Hanks. He was Steve Martin in Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Was he the guy that did the Uncle Bucks?
Yes.
Yeah, he was Uncle Buck. Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah,
I used to watch that with one or both of my older daughters. We all watched that one together.
Spaceballs, The Great Outdoors, Summer Rental. Oh, he was good in Stripes, too.
What got him? Cocaine?
Oh, yes, he was good in Stripes. There was a movie he did with Richard Pryor that I was on location with him on that one. I watched him. You know, I took a lot of pictures that I've got in my morgue because someday they might be worth something. They probably would have liked to have them for this documentary if they knew they existed. And watched him at work, and he seemed to be pretty much the same guy off camera as on. Maybe he had to juice it up a little bit on camera, but just kind of a laid-back, smiling kind of dude, as opposed to Chris Farley, who was a big guy. And I saw him a couple of times away from the camera. He was a hot mess all the time.
Yeah, cocaine was what got Farley. I'm not sure what got John Candy.
God, I saw him pull up to the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills, and I was standing out there waiting for my car or something. And he comes in a convertible with two women that they might have been rentals. I don't know. But I don't know what they were doing with him. You know, it was weird. So he was just a mess. He looked like he was just all... looked like he just walked off the set of one of those things where he always looked like, you know. But how talented that guy was. Remember that he did an interview with a Paul McCartney, I think it was.
Oh, it's my favorite
Saturday
part.
Night Live,
yeah.
That is the best report. He was like a student newspaper guy going to interview Paul McCartney, and he's so nervous. And it's really, really.
Remember good. That time you were in the Beatles? Oh my God, that's a terrible question. I'm sorry.
Remember that time? Yeah, the van down by the river.
Yeah, John Candy. He had a widowmaker at 43. Candy did.
Heart issue.
Heart issue.
And Chris Farley was earlier than that, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think Chris Farley hit that was 26 or 27.
Oh my my.
Yeah, those guys. I mean, you just knew it. You almost knew it was coming, but wow.
Yes, so, you're right. You're right. Yeah, we saw their size. Then you got guys like Eric, the last guy ever, you know.
Yeah, you never know.
That's even more scary. Indeed. Yeah, you're sitting there every day. I do these things. You know, who died and whose birthday? I was doing tomorrow's birthday is Levi Stubbs, who was the great singer of the Four Tops, the baritone. And, you know, he made it to 72. But, boy, you see a lot of people crapping out in the 70s. That's concerning for those of us that are near or at that position. So we're all trying to stay healthy.
By the way, I looked it up. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Mr. Farley. 33. They found cocaine, morphine. It was an accidental overdose. Prozac, marijuana, fluoxetine. He had a heart condition, but yeah. He accidentally OD'd him. He unalived himself with all the medications he threw on.
And just like John Belushi had everything but the drugstore and him.
And who was Chris Farley's hero? John Belushi.
Yeah. He's taken out so many. I mean, I think the best actor of my lifetime, and certainly even I could argue with myself on it, was, and Eric, you never remember his name, and I always do, and now I didn't, Three names. He was in a jillion things. Serious actor.
He was in Twisters, the movie Twister.
He would play a professor in one, and he
wore an Oklahoma ball cap in the movie Twister.
Three names.
I'm throwing it out there because I want
Thomas
Jimmy's
Michael
opinion.
John or something like that. What was his name?
Michael Scott.
Philip Michael.
No. Golly Moses. No, that's not his name either.
Golly Moses, that was it?
All
right, hang on. Listen, we'll get it. Just keep fill time here. I'll do it.
It's Philip is in there somewhere.
Something Michael said. Look up, here's a movie that he was in, and it was spectacular.
You sure it was Twisters?
He was in Twister, the original Twister. He was in it.
Wow.
Michael Seymour.
Look up Charlie Rose.
Oh, that guy, Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That's it.
Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Boy, that was
Once
hard.
Again, drugs, but what a guy was so... I mean, he could play anything more convincingly than you could imagine, let alone write it. It just...
As an interview, he was about as weird as they get. Yeah, he was strange. I interviewed him in Toronto for something, and I remember doing it because it was just, he's
so
a great actor.
You get like he wasn't happy, or...
Well, I just get the idea that he's best when he's memorizing a script and pretending to be somebody else.
No, it's like he's a genius.
It was like he wasn't that thrilled about being him.
Yeah.
But he liked other people that he became.
I ain't that thrilled about being me either, but, you know.
Well, when did you decide you were not thrilled about being you? That's the question.
I'm just going to be nice.
Bob Still's not going to the questionnaire at all. That's where we started.
All right, let's do it tomorrow on Fun Friday. Sound like a plan?
Thanks, Jimmy. I'm going to work on that questionnaire.
Jimmy Carter, thanks to Precision Camera and Video, Crestview RV, and Schwertner Farm and Ranch. Talk to our friend Dennis Ferris about the latest shenanigans with the city. You're not going to believe it if you haven't heard. Maybe you will. But let's find out if it's forever or temporary. Is there any hope? Can we offer hope? We'll find out in a moment. Stay tuned.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.